Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit Samplings, podcast 442. I don't have anything new to talk about this time, so I guess I will just ramble a little bit about what I'm playing lately, and that's it for this time. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So the main thing I have been playing lately is Soulframe. They got a reasonably big update recently, and I haven't played in a while. I'm tempted to say year, but I don't know if it's been quite that long. But it's been a long time. So I've been peeking back into that lately. I expect, though, starting Friday, probably when this podcast comes out, I will be playing Path of Exile 2's newest season, which I don't know how long that will last. I haven't played probably in about a year. They haven't released several classes that I would be interested in, and they are missing pretty much the main weapon type I would be using. So yes, Mercenary was the class I was most interested in. That is out. I do enjoy Mercenary, but I kind of absolutely hate Crossbow, which is the weapon they made specifically for Mercenary. So that means the weapon I would want to use would be Sword, which does not exist. And if I want to play a different class with Sword, it would be, I think it's called Duelist, but he also does not exist. And the Shadow, I think it is, does not exist, which is the Assassin type class, which I was never really into because they're dagger and dot based, which I'm not really into either of those. But I might also be interested in Templar, which Templar does not exist, nor does the flail weapon for Templar, so most of my options really don't exist, or in the case of Mercenary, are not, like, ideal. So, I don't know, it may keep my interest because they've changed things and things are better now. It may not. It might be like last time where I got basically halfway through the campaign, got stuck, and rage quit because I just could not beat the boss no matter what I did. But other than that, that's pretty much it. Sony has announced that they are pretty much putting Destiny 2 into maintenance mode, which means there will be no new content after the update in a couple weeks, which is weird. It's been 12 years that I've been playing, and they said it was always going to be like a 10-year cycle, so I've been expecting it for a while now, and I also haven't really been interested a whole lot in probably several years, because they pretty much just do the same thing over and over and over and over, and it's like, why do I need another new gun of this type? The other one is just fine. So I haven't been super interested in a while, but I do get why a lot of people are really heartbroken about it. You know, for younger people, this has been a majority, you know, of their life. And for some other people, you know, they found friends or family and made strong connections, and I can see that being sad. They are going to lose, you know, the area where they formed those connections, even though they still have those connections, hopefully. But for me, it's kind of not a big deal. I always knew it was coming. I expected it was coming. I haven't been in love with it for a while, but it will be weird to not play Destiny anymore. I'm actually considering if I actually want to play this final content update, because whenever it is I stop playing, you know, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is, you know, it will be gone. You know, my stuff will still be there until the server is shut down, sure. But it's like whatever I don't have, I don't have, and whatever I have, I have. You know, the experience of what I've had so far will not change, and, you know, the new stuff will not really enhance what I've already done, so I don't know. I'll probably log in on the first day for sure if I can, and see how I feel about it and decide from there whether I want to just be like, nah, and uninstall, or if I want to stick around for a bit. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Sony completely shut it down and turned off the servers within maybe 3 years. because they don't seem interested at all in talking to the community about how long it's going to last and what exactly there will be and, you know, plans for the future. All we know is that this is it. Bungie is going to move to working on Marathon strictly. There are apparently still things they're considering, but Sony hasn't greenlit anything, which means basically all they have now is Marathon, so that's it. For now, we don't know what else they're doing. I really do hope this puts Microsoft in a position of realizing they shouldn't have canceled Project Blackbird, and they get that going again, because that was apparently in a very solid position to be ready, even though it would have taken, you know, a few more years to finish it. But it is made by the same people who make Elder Scrolls Online, and they have a very proven track record of, you know, 10-plus years that ESO has been around. You know, I've been playing for at least 10 years, so it's been probably maybe even like 12 years that they've been around. But they have proven, you know, they can do an online game, and it will be very well received. So, you know, if they put out a science fiction-y looter shooter, I would absolutely play it. I was really looking forward to Project Blackbird, and was heartbroken when I heard they canceled it, so I don't know. Hopefully the execs will see, oh, now our biggest competitor is going to be gone. We should resurrect this. But I don't know. We'll see what the future holds. There is the Fate Keeper early access opening up next week. I do not know if I will get in on that. I don't have too much money, barely any, on my account, so I don't know if I'll get it. It will mostly depend on how much it is, but I do want to wait a few days to see what people say about it in terms of how much content there is and how early of early access it looks, because if it's super early access, I'll probably wait a while. But if people are like, oh my god, you can do what they're calling the whole first section of the game, and there's like 20 to 30 hours, and you can replay like 10 different ways, you know, then I'd probably be interested in checking that out. So maybe I'll have that to talk about next time. Like I said, it will really depend on how much it is. I'm guessing it's probably going to be 40 plus, maybe as high as 60. And if it is, then probably have to wait a while, because I only have about half that much on my account, and I don't know if I want to dump that much into an early access game just yet. I guess we'll see. And I don't know what I'll be playing next time, but hopefully I will have something to talk about. So there was some pretty terrible life news to talk about. Somebody broke into my car and broke my window, and I guess the car insurance I have doesn't cover that, so that was going to be a lot of money. I put out kind of a call for help, and a couple of guildies of mine in Elder Scrolls Online helped out and sent a bunch of help, so that actually has been taken care of now, thankfully. But I don't know, I was very freaked out for a while. It didn't seem real that somebody would break into my car and break my window and stuff. Thankfully, nothing was stolen except for a bunch of lottery tickets that had been turned in for the second chances, so they had no value, which is weird. But I had a bunch of papers in there, some of which I was waiting to shred, so they actually had personal information on them, so I guess I was very, very lucky they didn't take any of those papers or, you know, any of my stuff in my trunk, you know, even though the stuff in my trunk is just like, you know, the stuff I shower with and some, you know, sodas and stuff. But it was pretty traumatizing. Still doesn't feel quite real that it happened. But I got enough help that it was taken care of. It did take like a week and a half, so that was a really long time. But I'm starting to sort of normalize, I guess, and get back to feeling, you know, back to homeless normal. So that is okay, I guess. But I have some bills coming up in the later half of this year, which I'm still very extremely worried about. Dad normally sends help every now and then, and two times he would have normally sent help. He didn't send help or even just a message, so that seems odd. They were kind of lesser holidays to him, so I guess it could have just slipped his mind and he didn't really think much of it. I guess we'll see on the 4th of July. That's probably the next big one that he normally doesn't miss. So if he misses that one too, then I think that's probably a final note that he could be gone and I might not get any help from him ever again because he's gone. But we don't talk very much. I sent him an email and he hasn't responded, but that's not, you know, super unusual. We only talk a few times a year, and so, you know, him not responding is not super unusual or anything to be alarmed about. And we never talk on the phone or anything, so that would be weird to just call him randomly. I don't even know what I would say other than, you know, I was checking in, but I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find out something on the 4th of July if he doesn't send anything. Other than that, my bad eye has been kind of extra bad lately. I guess for about 6 or 7 weeks now. It's got the floater kind of blocking my view almost entirely. So days like today, it feels like my contact has grease on it and a sprinkling of pepper, which makes it almost impossible to see clearly. And it's really annoying all the time. I don't think there was a single second today that I wasn't being annoyed by it. So I'm really, really hoping this floater goes away and gets cleared up soon and my bad eye goes back to being not so bad. But I don't know. I guess I'll let people know as that changes. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to talk about. Hopefully everybody had a good Mom's Day. I don't know when Dad's Day is. I think it's coming soon. If it is coming between this and next podcast, hopefully people have a good Dad's Day. Checking the date, that looks like that should come soon, but probably will be on my next podcast, unless the next one gets delayed, which if I have nothing to talk about and forget about it, it might be delayed. But I don't know, hopefully I will think up something to talk about next time. But whatever I talk about, hopefully it will be interesting, and hopefully I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2026.